back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870 WWL. Mike Dottillo along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert. And it's time for Bobby's Notebook Part 3 today. The Cajun Cannon's insights into the first day of training camp. And it's all brought to you by Rouse's Markets, celebrating 65 years. And we're just getting started. Bob, we talked a little bit about the tight end inclusion. And I think you've given a big contract to Juwan Johnson. He's been on the all-potential team, at times has flashed it, but he's never been really consistent as that receiver, and other guys trying to vie for jobs. Yeah. But if there's an opening there on this team, man, it's at the tight end spot with Foster Moreau still on the PUP list.
Well, I'm going to give you a hot take. Juwan Johnson and Kellen Moore's offense, because I think he will get the targets. Now, you got to stay healthy. Obviously, you got to play. My hot take, Juwan Johnson is going to be a Pro Bowl player. Oh, Bobby, you said you told me to take him in fantasy a couple of years ago. How did that work out? I don't know. Again, I think he's going to grow upon, and the Saints think that he's going to continue to grow. Mike, you know, they wouldn't have given him a $30 million deal over 3 years. So right now he got a three-year, $30 million deal. The contract, that's the 12th highest paid tight end. I think that's pretty good because they know the potential is there. Now, if you look last year, he had career highs. So he had receptions 50. I think that can go to 80. Yards receiving, 548 yards last season. I think he can hover for sure over 800, if not close to 1,000. But his whole career, it's like either feast or famine. Boy, he's played unbelievable for a month, and then he disappears. How about if he could play? You know, he needs to mature as a player and to be counted upon. How about you do that for 3 or 4 months instead of flash in the pan? But that's why he got the big deal, because they know he has the ability and has flash. So I'm just going to Mike, I guess I'm just wishing, because he needs to. Because you're hoping for speedy recoveries for Foster Moreau and Taysom Hill and all the other parts of the tight end room. Still, Hoker retired. What's his name? Mataveo, whatever, from
Malachi Mataveo from UCLA.
But he's more like, I think, an edge guy to block. Then you got Seth Green, and I'm just telling you, I think Juwan Johnson, to help the young quarterbacks, he has to have a big year. And nothing against Rashid Shaheed or Chris Olave and all that. I just think he has to have a big year. Now, Mike, when you think about it, though, okay, how did Kellen Moore utilize tight ends? I don't know, that play beat us because we all ran into each other.
Yeah.
When you look at Goddard, I mean, all of a sudden, what? How did we lose this game? And the Eagles end up being the world champs. But you look at the new style of the offense, and like Kellen Moore, and I think he knows Juwan Johnson's ability. You know, when you look at him, Mike, I didn't realize this. To show you how much he's been, when you look at average, like, he's really a vertical receiving threat throughout his career. When he's really, you know, the balls that he's caught, you know, now I'm going to use this for comparison. He's averaged at least 8.3 air yards per target in all but one of his five NFL seasons. So that's a lot of consistency there. You know, at 8.3 air yards, like only slightly behind, I think you know these names, Jamar Chase. You know what Jamar Chase is? 8.9. Davante Adams, 8.6. And he's ahead of players such as Amon St. Brown, with the Lions. He's at 8 yards. And then CeeDee Lamb, you know, the Cowgirls, he's at 8 yards. So I'm telling you, Juwan Johnson has the ability. He's even ahead of those receivers. Now, okay, when you consider Kellen Moore in the history of how utilized Eagles tight ends, they average better than 6.9 air yards per target, which is, you know, say right at 7 yards. And like I said, here you got Juwan Johnson, 8.3. So what type of routes is he going to run? I can see that coming down because they just want to get his hands on the ball. For instance, you look at tight end Dalton Schultz. Topped out at 7.3 air yards per target in his final 3 seasons with Moore when he called plays in Dallas. So I'm telling you, Kellen Moore must use the tight end. And I look at Goddard and I don't know how to pronounce it, Calcaterra, the other tight end with the Eagles. The bottom line is that if you tight end the Saints offense and, you know, Foster Moreau, I mean, what can we expect? Him or Taysom? If they come back in the middle of the season around Thanksgiving, I'm going to be ecstatic. They had serious injuries. And for them, they go, you know, I want to be ready at the start of the season, Foster Moreau. I think that's too much pie in the sky. Nothing against him. And then Taysom, that was a gruesome injury. And I'm telling you, we need Juwan Johnson more than anything to stay healthy. And I know Kellen Moore will want to utilize him, and I can see the young quarterbacks, almost like when you dump it off to the back, you know, just as much, if not more, than like Chris Olave or like Rashid Shaheed or any of the receiving core.
Bob, I was going to ask you, as a former quarterback, your tight end and that little dump-off pass to the back, that's the quarterback's best friend. Okay, because it's a short throw, and you hope he can break a tackle.
And you're not getting
sacked.
And then
he's got no open field. Yes, exactly.
Well, that's what Caleb Williams needs to learn to do with the Bears. I mean, Caleb Williams, as much as he can run around, he was the most sacked quarterback by far. Wasn't even close. He's like double digits sacked more than anybody else. Because you can't freelance. Now, it's good that you have running abilities like Lamar, Jackson, and you could do all that. But that ball got to come out. Why was Tom Brady so efficient, or the Drew Brees of the world? Because the ball's coming out. You know where to go with the ball. Like, get that clock ahead, 1,001, 1,002. Where are you going with the football? And if you got a talented back like Alvin Kamara, remember Drew Brees, how he was like, he had Reggie Bush, then how he said, oh, well, we need to get Darren Sproles over here. How did that work out? And, you know, we call that a rabbit, which is an option route, whether it's zone or man coverage. And you're counting on the yards after the catch that whoever's covering them, they can't be right. You know, when you're winning, when you have a game plan offensively, is when it's a passing down and they double teaming the running back out the backfield. You know, like they're bracketing them. Maybe one's coming to catch him and hold him or jam him at the line and somebody's going to follow, or whether he's going in or out. One's waiting inside, one's waiting outside, then you hook up in the zone. But man-to-man coverage, I mean, like a Dalton Hilliard. You look at Alvin Kamara. They're going to win in space, and then they're going to get that yak. Like, okay, it's nothing to write home about, but let's say it's 3rd and 7, and the rush is they whipping out line, but you get the ball out and you hit Alvin. Hit him in stride. Now, you can't throw behind him or in the ground and all that. You got to hit him accurate, and Drew was unbelievable at that. And then all of a sudden, you threw it 5 yards, but he gained 3. Now it's 1st down. It was 3rd and 7, so 8-yard gain. Those simple things, that how you can help your offensive line to play better, and you give them confidence. And you want them to get that continuity like they're used to playing together, and they could build upon that. And the tight end's the same thing. Now listen, I play with Hobie Brenner and John Tice. We do a 2-tight-end set. I utilize the tight ends all the time. Hit them in the seam. I mean, Hobie Brenner on a good day could run a 4.8. But you know what? He wouldn't get no yak, but he'd catch everything that came around, and he can run block. See, that's why whoever makes the team, like the other tight ends, Mike, and whoever you might think, that edge guy, that inline guy, or traditional tight end position, who could Kellen Moore to trust to run block and set that edge? You know what I mean? To give Alvin a chance. Not like, oh, you got a glorified pass-receiving tight end. Yeah, that's good, Juwan Johnson. But who's that other tight end that they could count on? Whether it be Jack Stoll, or whether it's Seth Green, or whoever it might be. Who do you think, Mike? Because Foster Moreau is not going to be available.
I think it's Jack Stoll.
Yeah, but Foster Moreau could be the guy, but he's not going to be available. So that's what I'm going to look at, too. When they're running the ball, let's say they're trying to get the edge point of attack. Watch during the preseason when Jack Stoll's blocking. Is he winning or losing? If he's winning, he's going to make this team. And that's how you make the team. When they got to go to the Chargers, whatever, see what he's doing when he's in the game. Now, if he's getting his butt whooped, no, they're going to get rid of him.